Hey friends, welcome back to this week's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your non-diet dietitian, trainer, and host Katie, and this is episode 324. When it comes to staying healthy, there's no doubt that nutrition absolutely plays a vital role. But can you truly boost your immunity using nutrition? In this episode, I'm going to dive into the science behind the connection between what you eat and your immune system. As a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and a certified intuitive eating counselor, that is my role, is to help you navigate this complex world of immune-boosting nutrition, especially as we head into the winter months. I want to help you separate fact from fiction and really understand what is just diet culture BS trying to get my money. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food and their bodies. I'll also share my experience working with clients in my private practice to help women find food freedom and body confidence. I'm on a mission to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. First, let's understand the immune system. And to comprehend how nutrition can affect your immunity, it's really crucial that we at least grasp the fundamentals of the immune system. So your immune system is a complex network of cells, tissues, organs working together to protect your body from, think like harmful invaders, you know, different viruses and bacteria trying to get in. Its primary function is to defend the body, right? Defend it against infections, diseases, and therefore by doing that, that's going to help maintain your overall health. Your immune system is constantly working to maintain a delicate balance between responding to threats and avoiding overreactions, such as autoimmune disorders that you may be heard of, where the immune system mistakenly attacks the body's own cells. But we're not going to get too much into autoimmune disorders. We'll save that for another episode. But a well-functioning immune system, it's like your body's personal defense force, and what you eat can influence its efficiency. That right there is absolutely true. Now, there's certain nutrients that are particularly beneficial for supporting a robust immune system. So I want to talk about a few in particular, starting with vitamin C, which you likely have heard. You probably think nutrition, immunity, you probably immediately think of vitamin C. Vitamin C is known for its role in promoting the white blood cells and assisting in the battle against infections. And so you can find vitamin C in fruits like oranges, strawberries, kiwi, but you can also even find it in like red bell pepper. And you maybe have even heard that this is, you know, take this extra vitamin C when you want to reduce really the severity and the duration of a cold. And while some studies have shown that vitamin C supplementation may reduce the severity and the length of a cold in some people, but the effect is usually pretty modest and it might not actually apply to everyone. In my professional opinion, I think it's more effective to actually supplement prior. And when I say supplement, it doesn't always have to mean by a pill or like something coming out of a bottle. You can supplement in a way of just being intentional. That's where that gentle nutrition aspect of intuitive eating comes in. You can just really be intentional of, okay, I'm going to eat these foods knowing that they are high in vitamin C because of, you know, XYZ, this is my goal. And I usually recommend to clients to supplement prior to when you know you're going to be exposed to some of those, you know, things that your body is going to want to fight against. So for example, you're going to be on a flight with a lot of people, or I usually try to boost my vitamin C when I'm going to visit my niece and nephew, right? The germy toddler babies. So when you're thinking about supplementation and specific nutrients, really going back to the why, and we're going to come back to that. So vitamin C is really common, but a lot of people overlook vitamin D. Vitamin D is also really crucial for your immune cell function and just maintaining overall health. So vitamin D can come from fatty fish, different fortified dairy products, but even in sunlight exposure. And so here in the Midwest, where I live, it's starting to get dark, right? The days are getting shorter. And so you can actually get vitamin D by being exposed to light. So that might be, you know, a little motivator to, okay, even if you don't have time to go out for a walk, right? Or it's cold, can you go stand on your back porch for 5 minutes? I actually used to work with, or I met another dietitian. I didn't work with her. And she was in Florida and she would actually prescribe to her patients, hey, I want you to go sit outside in the sun for 10 minutes per day. She was in Florida. And I love that example because, you know, it's just another really great way to get vitamin D and it's free, right? It's free. Another nutrient of, you know, importance that is often overmissed is zinc. Zinc is also essential for immune cell development. So creating those cells that fight in our immune system, but also the function of it. So foods like lean meats, nuts, seeds, those are also really rich in zinc. And then the last area I want to talk about is antioxidants. And again, you probably hear this when you think about smoothies, antioxidants, it's kind of a buzzword. But antioxidants are basically compounds and they're compounds that are found in different fruits and vegetables. And what they do is they help to actually reduce the oxidative stress and support immune system. And so if you're asking yourself, what the heck is oxidative stress? Essentially, it happens when there's an imbalance between harmful molecules, we call those free radicals, and the body's ability to control them. So free radicals, we'll keep it really high level, can actually damage your cells and are linked to different health issues like heart disease, aging. But the truth is, a balanced eating pattern, regular movement, and avoiding toxins, which we're going to come back to, all those things can actually help you reduce oxidative stress and its associated risks, which also help with your immunity. Now, while I could probably talk about a variety of specific key nutrients and how they impact your immunity. Yes, they play a crucial role. It's so important to remember that no single food or nutrient or vitamin or mineral, right? All of the above, no single food can provide all of the necessary immune boosting benefits. A well-rounded, balanced diet, or like we like to say here on Fit Friends Happy Hour, your overall eating pattern is really what's key to ensuring that you get a variety of nutrients to support your immune system. So aim to include a colorful array of fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, whole grains, healthy fats in your overall day-to-day meals. And when you practice intuitive eating, you actually eat more variety. And what that means to you is you can naturally improve your immune system. And the real value there is not feeling like you have to supplement or even really stress about it because you just know because you eat a variety of foods, you get a wide variety of nutrients. Next, let's talk about your gut, another area that I think is so overlooked because your gut health and your immune system are actually closely intertwined because the gut is home to a vast community of microorganisms known as what we call the gut microbiota. And sometimes your gut is actually referred to as the second brain. So again, going back to that overall eating pattern, you also want to include things like fiber, prebiotics, probiotics. All those things can help maintain a healthy gut, which in turn also supports that strong immune system. So think whole grains, whole foods, but also your fermented foods, even yogurt can help give that good gut bacteria, but even going outside, right? We talked about standing on your porch to get some vitamin D. Going outside, getting in nature, being exposed to different environments can actually expose your gut to more variety. Are you picking up on a key word here? Variety really makes a big impact. In the world of nutrition, there is no shortage of myths and miracle claims about superfoods and supplements that promise to boost your immune system overnight. There's so much on the market. I could go on for days about that. And so what I really want to encourage you is that when you approach these claims, when you read, you know, the boxes or whatever it is, you see things on social media, approach these claims with a little bit of skepticism and ask yourself, who benefits from this? You know, I often analyze client supplements, and it's very common that we have people come into our practice who are taking a long list of supplements, and they don't always really know why. And so what we do is, after we look at their overall eating pattern, we get an idea of, you know, what kind of foods they like to eat on a day-to-day basis. Then we can go, yes, this is, you know, beneficial to you. You know, this, no, you don't actually really need it. You get plenty of this from food. Because remember, supplements are meant to supplement or enhance our eating pattern. And if you're not deficient in an area, you can actually do more harm by taking too much of a specific vitamin or mineral. And so nutrition is just one piece of the puzzle when it comes to immune health. There's other factors such as regular movement, adequate sleep, stress management. Yes, stress management actually impacts your immunity. Even proper hygiene. All those things play a very significant role in maintaining that really robust and healthy immune system, which often gets overlooked. It's also crucial to remember that each person's immune system is unique. And what works for one, you know, what works for you may not work for me, may not work for your neighbor, your best friend, because factors like your age, genetics, and underlying health conditions all influence how nutrition affects your immunity. Therefore, a personalized guidance from a registered dietitian or even assistance from your healthcare provider, depending on, you know, what you have going on, that can truly be invaluable when it comes to this specific area. To recap, I want you to know that nutrition undoubtedly, without a doubt, it plays a critical role in supporting that healthy immune system. So aim to incorporate a variety, diet rich, you know, a variety, a diet, a eating pattern, because we don't diet in the traditional diet terms here in Fit Friends Happy Hour. But when we can incorporate all those things, those immune boosting nutrients, variety of foods, maintain that healthy gut, and really continue to take an overall zoomed out, holistic approach to your body and your nutrition and your wellness and your life, that's when you can really help to fortify your body's defenses against illnesses. Remember, there are no magic shortcuts. There's no one size fits all solution. But when you can make informed choices, because you're no longer stuck in diet culture, you can then recommit to your overall well-being in a non-diet approach, which allows you to take those steps towards optimizing your immune health. If you have specific questions or concerns about your dietary choices and how they impact your immune system, please don't hesitate to reach out to our team. You can go to katiehake.com/schedule to book a free strategy call where we can talk more to see if working one-on-one with our team might be a good fit for you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.